You are the best part of this show.
Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. Today, my guest is Reverend Johnny Brown, Associate Minister at Pleasant Green Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Grimes. Today, our discussion is the second part of why is it important to trust God during difficult times. And I hope that this will bring clarification, this will bring closure to some people who are shaken sometimes because of the things that go on around us. And God is our foundation. God does not change. And, you know, that should give us the confidence to trust God in all times, not just difficult times. But sometimes we just don't have that confidence. And sometimes our confidence is shaken during difficult times, and the assurance that we have in God, or that we should have in God, knowing that God will care for us, is replaced with fear. And today I want to ask my guest, what is trust? What does trust mean?
All right, Sister BJ. Trust, according to our study, is that it is to have confidence in and to rely upon God for our instruction, for our teaching, for the way in which we ought to live. So it's important that we build it on trust, and trust is believing that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And so when we trust him, we rely on him, we have confidence in him, amen, that he will never fail us, that he has said or spoken words unto us, and that he is faithful and just, you know, to carry them through, that he will make them manifest. So that's when we're really, you know, trusting and relying on him and depending on his word for the life that we live.
Okay, how strong does our foundation need to be able to trust in God?
Well, our foundation need to be very strong simply because it is first, you know, given to us by Christ anyway, because he has given us faith, and faith to believe, and faith to trust, and faith to accept what he's saying to us to be true. And so, you know, the Bible said faith come by hearing, and when we hear, it's somewhat like a little child that's born and really don't understand the world in which it's been came into, but yet, you know, by hearing the mother and seeing the mother and the father do certain things, it believes that it has the same capability. And from that, you know, it tries to walk and speak because it has a perfect example. And God is our perfect example, amen, that by giving us faith to believe. First, we have to believe. That's the first foundation of it. Faith coming by hearing.
Amen.
We have to believe, and faith works by love. And when we love, if we, the child that only knows his mother and father and put all his trust in it and love that parent, amen, expect the parents to do no harm, amen, to bring nothing that would be injustice. Really, it does not yet know all of these things, but yet it has this built-in, where God built in a place in us that only he can fit it. Only he can feel it. Amen. And so this is what the little child probably experiencing, that it has to rely. It has no other way. God has dealt remember this, that the Lord has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Amen.
Amen. The measure of faith. That means it's a definite amount, and no one may have the same amount, or no one may have the growing stage the same amount. Amen. But at the beginning, God dealt to them the same measure. Amen. But faith has to grow. The Bible says, let us grow in grace and in faith of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you know, faith without work is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Sister, and work without faith, you know, is dead also. So it has to challenge through something. I think Ephesians 2 and 8 through 10 said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourself, for it is a gift of God and not of works. Amen. But yet, works is involved in it, but it's the God kind of work, and it's channeled. Amen. The grace is channeled through faith. Amen. So we can't forget about the faith that been dealt to us in the beginning. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We must, in order to believe and trust, it has to be already in us. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. We didn't learn this here as a child. Amen. We came into the world not knowing how nothing was. Amen. But we had to believe our parents. We had to trust in our parents. So the foundation has been built by Christ himself, by God himself, who have built this foundation. It is built on believing and trusting him. Amen. Believing that he is, and that he is a rewarder. And so we have confidence in him. And this is what gives us the material to build the foundation, and that it is sound enough to hold up the life that we must live.
Amen. So that makes it essential that we spend time with God.
Spend time.
Spend time with God so that we can grow our faith and we can be planted in the solid foundation of his word and get that confidence, because in Psalm 9:9-10 it said, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in the times of trouble. So that makes it essential, because he is the source of our strength, our joy, our faith. And I think it's in Jeremiah 24:7, it says, I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart. So that lets us know that it's essential that we spend time with God to build our foundation in him. So do you think that sometimes we want to just sit back and let God be responsible for everything while we do nothing, and then blame God if things don't turn out right, don't turn out the way we wanted it to be?
Listening to, you know, you referring to spending time, which is so important also, amen, you know, because I think Isaiah said also in the 26th chapter, I think, the 3rd and the 4th verse, that God will give perfect peace, whose mind is stayed, you know, on thee.
Right.
Amen. If we keep our mind, so it's like in the book of Luke when the woman, Luke 10, when Mary and Martha them, but Mary was sitting, at the feet.
Right.
Amen. So she was sitting under the feet, which kind of represents the authority that God holds, and that Christ was holding the same as though that he was not man. You know, he was holding the same authority, but she came at his feet, even at the time Mm-hmm. And sometimes we are troubled about a lot of things that really don't build and don't give us the strength and cause us to be over anxious and worried a lot and troubled about a lot of things. So until we spend time, you know, take some quiet time and meditate on the word of God and pray and seek, amen, the face of the Lord, you know, in the word of God. Romans 12 said at the first verse, but I beseech you therefore, brethren, you know, by the mercy of God, mm-hmm. that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Holy. So really, God doesn't want this sacrifice. He don't want it when we done passed away or deceased or nothing like that. But he want it when we're actively alive.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Actively alive and being able to come before his presence.
Amen.
Seeking his advice, his understanding, you know, the wisdom that God has, because the wisdom of God is higher than man, you know.
Amen.
And so we need to spend the time, like you said, and we need to be able to cast all our cares.
That's it. Amen.
Yeah, on him, because he cares for us. It's many things, though, concerning the time, you know, that we need to allow God to sit with us. And,
That's it. You know,
he said to us that, come ye all that labor and are heavy laden. And, you know,
it.
I will give you rest. And sometimes we are just workaholic.
Amen.
In certain things. We think we got to prove to other people, no, try God and let God prove you. Amen. Let God show that he's living in you by you allowing him, amen, to come to you and to speak, amen, to tell you, you know, what life really is all about, because we really don't know a lot what we think. And the more we learn, we find out that the more we need to learn.
That's it. That's it. And
I think that's a problem right there.
It is. Do you think that sometimes people think that God can't handle things, or he doesn't handle things fast enough during difficult times, and then sometimes everyday things?
Yeah.
But difficult times, because we lose that assurance, and our, like we said before, our faith is shaken, our assurance is shaken, our confidence is shaken. And, you know, in order not to get to that point, we have to be so rooted and grounded in God and just, you know, repeat his words and remember what he says. But during difficult times, that's hard for some people to do. So do you think that by us not being rooted and grounded, we think that God can't handle things for us, or he doesn't handle things the way we want him to, or fast enough?
Yes, I think that's one reason that, you know, we don't do what he, you know, have told us to do, simply because we look back and we may see ourselves in certain troubles, or there are certain things that are happening in our life, and we don't know by what reason that it may be. And yet sometimes we might have a suggestion within our own self what it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But we really, it's not focusing on why God is probably allowing certain things to take place. You know, the Bible say that sometimes we, you know, who were dead in trespass and sin, let's just say we probably never knew God the way that we thought we did, and yet we were walking, you know, in sin, and we were dead in trespasses. And so it's hard for the natural man, he cannot really receive the things of God, or
right.
he
Amen.
Can't discern what God is saying to him. And so we need to allow God to work in us, so that our spiritual man might be quicker, you know, made alive to who God is and what God requiring of us to do. Amen.
Amen.
So this quickening, this making alive, this making us aware of there is a God, and that He does call for us. He don't want to just do everything. He can do everything, and
yeah.
it is of Him that is doing it, because it's God's will that working in us.
That's it.
To do of His good pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
God is working, so I'm not. We are not getting the credit for it, even though we are laboring sometimes with our hands, like you said. You know that we are working out, you know, our own salvation in fear and in trembling. But God is really at work in us, and the reason why we are working it out is because we're being motivated by God.
Mm-hmm.
We're being moved by God to handle certain things. You know how Gideon was when Gideon was in the caves and stuff, hiding from the Midianites.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was hiding from the Midianites, and yet there was words that came to him saying that he need to get up, and he was a man of valor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was a man of valor, and he said, "Well, if that be, then why we are in the condition that we're in?
Mm-hmm.
Why we're living? Why we're in hiding?" And, you know, and God knew why, that He had allowed this to take place upon them, but He still saw Gideon, amen, as that He were gonna send Gideon. You know, sometimes it's like Moses again. Moses saying this too. Well, I can't talk.
Right.
He speak well. Mm-hmm. He brought up many things, and sometimes we bring up our weakness and
right.
what we can't do.
Amen.
And we're not relying on. It's
God.
Not us that's gonna be doing it. It's
Amen.
Gonna be God.
Amen.
It's gonna be God working
be God.
On the inside of us. Amen. Doing of His own will. Amen.
Amen.
It is God proving God to be God, letting the world really know that, yeah, we got enemies, maybe. We got surrounding nations right now that is after us and may not like to see us living the same way. And yet we might have a fault in our own self. But God still, amen, because of the nation that put their trust in Him,
Amen.
God is willing to show Himself strong.
Strong, that's
amen.
It. Amen.
And so He wanted to. We want to sit back and say, God, You be responsible. Yeah, God will do it. God will fight my battle. He is fighting
yes.
your battle. There was some battles that God didn't even let them even put their hands on.
Yeah, that's right.
But yet He delivered them.
That's
but there
it.
Were times that now look, He told Moses. Moses was saying, "Well, who am I? I can't
yes.
speak." Then
yes.
God said, "Well, I'm sending you."
Amen. Amen.
I'm sending you.
Amen.
I'm sending you. I'm going to be with you. Just like and He told Joshua, you're going to be in the stead of Moses. Just like I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the same water that Moses had to cross, Joshua had to cross over
Amen.
Water.
Amen.
And God was letting them know, I've accepted Joshua. I have anointed Joshua. My hand is upon the work that Joshua do. Joshua couldn't beat a small army
yes.
until he realized sin was somewhere in the camp.
Amen.
And we have to realize that whatever God say about us is right.
That's it.
Whatever God say about me, I got to admit it. And once I commit it, Romans 9 and 10 say, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead,
That's
thou shalt be saved. And so we have to make a confession with our lip. Amen. Our mouth, got to speak that God is right about
That's
us.
Yeah, amen.
He's right about me, amen. I may not see it right now, but I'm accepting it, and therefore, by accepting it, now I'm receiving the faith that's coming. That God want to deal with me, amen, that I might be able to believe in him more.
Amen.
Oh, this is much important, amen, that we don't just sit around sometimes and don't take a stand for nothing, amen, but we believe that God going to do everything on his own.
That's it, and we don't want to do anything sometimes.
And we don't want to do nothing. Because why? Well, we're afraid. Yeah, I'm fear. I have
but you
fear
gotta do
in me.
It
but
anyway.
God said, I'm have to trust God that
That's
he didn't
it.
Give me the spirit.
That's it. A fear. Mm-hmm.
But a power. That means that's explosive like dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
Power to get the job done. That's what dynamite do. It blows the mountain. If you need to move
that's
it,
right.
Amen. Yeah, it'll blow it up, amen. It'll move it out of your way, but you still got to pick the rubbish up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You got to clear a pathway, amen, for things to be built on.
Amen.
And you can't leave it. Yeah, and so really God wants us to be used. He wants us to the know too that, you know, that I'm his child, to know that I'm my son. When the son came back home, the father gave him all the privilege that he had before he left.
That's it. He sure did.
All the privileges. They put the sandal on his feet. Put the clothing on him. Put the robe on him. Amen. Give him the authority that he had when he left. Amen. Because I think Romans 5 say, our sins, amen, you know, when we sin against God, that God commended his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners.
That's it.
Christ died.
He died. That's it.
While we were yet, it wasn't when I got out of sin, Sister BJ. It was while I was in sin.
Wow, that's it.
And it's right now while I'm messing it up sometime and missing the mark. But yet I'm coming like unto David was to the Lord. Amen. You know, unto thee, O Lord, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Not so much against Sister BJ,
but unto
not
God.
Against her. Yeah, I heard it, you. Amen. But when I heard it, you, I heard it, him that made you.
That's it. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Well
when
said.
I heard it.
Well said. And, you know, and that all goes back to having faith in God, having faith and remembering that God is sovereign. He is sovereign. And, you know, he will take care of us, but we have something to do. We have a part to do in this because he said that we would have trials and tribulations, but like you said, he doesn't want us to just sit down. He wants us to exercise what he has given us in these times, in these difficult times, in these everyday times. He wants us to speak his word. He wants us to acknowledge him, that he is sovereign. He is in total control. We cannot do anything without God. I don't care how smart we are. I don't care how pretty we are. I don't care what we have. I don't care how we walk and how we talk. We cannot do anything without God. We just can't. We're not big enough. We're not strong enough. We're not smart enough. And we just can't do anything without him. God loves us, and he cares about us. He cares about us when we hurt. And he's there for us, waiting to embrace us. When we come to him in these difficult times, and why do you think it's so important for us not to allow the enemy any leeway in our lives during difficult times?
Well, to allow the enemy to confront us and combat us against how we believe, if it is to deny that the truth of God and who He say He is. He
Amen.
Said, I am the way. And so if anything come to us that is opposite, amen, of the way that He taught us, amen, and that's why He wanted, you know, His disciples, amen. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane, amen. It was the all press. It was where, amen, the all of the olive was squeezed out and was used for the anointing of the priests and the kings and so He went there, amen, to be crushed, mm-hmm. amen. He went there to be crushed, and this was a way of Him saying that He was pouring out Himself, amen, as an offering, amen, for the sins of men. And if God went through all of that He didn't refuse His only begotten Son, and allowed Him, you know, to go to that awful Garden of Gethsemane, the place of crushing, amen, the place of sacrificing His own life until, you know, He sweated and like as if it was great drops of blood. I think that was the third crushing, the way that the grinding stone would do the olive, amen.
Yes, yes.
And when He got to that third part, you remember He spoke to His disciples on the third time and said, sleep on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, He sure did.
And take your rest.
He sure did.
I know the spirit is willing,
mm-hmm.
but the flesh is weak. And sometimes our flesh get weak, and the enemy can know it. Amen. He can know it by sometimes we may appear a certain way or say a certain thing, and we allow Him to enter into some conversations that we hold.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And instead of going before God, shutting the doors of our closet, in a sense that we're covering up, amen, not wanting Him to hear, but allowing God to know what our heart is like.
Amen.
And what our mind is like, and how we are in this. See, Jesus was in an hour where it was almost at the point of His death.
Amen. Amen.
And He needed His friends. He knew too that they weren't able right now. And so He allowed that to be. So He went right back to the Father and said, Lord, not my will,
but thy will
be done. Amen.
Amen.
You know, in other words, like Mary said, Lord, be it unto you according to your word.
Mm-hmm.
Mm? And that's the way we got to, when the enemy comes and attack us, and things like that, and we want to say certain things because we feel that you know, this is going too far. But sometimes we're gonna have to be swift to hear and slow at speaking, because we'll want to hear God saying, "Amen." You know, like He did to Elijah, He didn't speak in all the parts that he might have thought that God would have came, but the Bible say in a still, you know, small voice. Amen.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all He went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community, KAYT.